Yeah. Well, that thing sounds really good. Yeah, I'm the same way. When I first started too, I got into my first mobile radio was a had cross band repeat, and then two of my HDs were all Chinese radios were had cross band repeat. So I got into that, not really knowing that you would have to receive retransmit and all that kind of stuff, how hot the radios get. But I ran them for quite a long time and ran around all over the place. And, never burned anything up, but anyway, the area I'm in, there's so many repeaters around, I don't really need to do that.
Yeah, I used to do that too. That's actually the first form of a repeater I had at my house. It was like my 2730. I'd have that thing on crossband repeat, and then I would just walk around the house with an HT. Worked great, but like you said, it starts to get hot after a while. I would keep it on low power, that's all I needed, but, it's not what they're meant for. And then Sean and I kind of brainstormed. I'm like, let's put a high-profile note at the house. And we ran into issues with some of the mobiles that we were trying to set up. One of the transit radio would just cut out randomly, and, just a couple issues, and then the frequency we originally picked had interference on it. So then he had this ICOM repeater that Anthony gave him to put up in Grosse Pointe, and I tried that out. I'm like, well, everything else is a no-go for me. Like, I want one of these. So I found one on eBay, got a killer deal on it, lowballed the guy at $150, and the only thing I had to do to it was get a programming cable and change the fans. And the fans worked. They were just too loud. So now that I got that thing, it was like a gateway drug for everything else. I just got, HTs, and it kind of changed how I play radio now, because before it was either on the note or I'd have to sit at my desk.